Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we wondered if they were going to get to a deal, if we were going to have a special session this week, next week, ever. And today, we learned that the governor and top legislators agreed to a one-day special session that must adjourn before 7 a.m. on Tuesday. So Monday will be the day. The question is, will the members go along with this agreement? Always a question when you have deadlock. Well, it's a question when the House is deadlocked, when the House is not deadlocked. You just never know exactly what's going to happen. And we bring in a DFL Speaker Emeritus, the DFL leader, Melissa Hortman, with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. It's good to visit with you, Representative. I wonder if this weekend is more stressful than if you had a deal, or is it more stressful or less stressful now that you have a deal? Whoop, hang on.
To
there.
Rule we, the world.
Go no, ahead, no problem.
I love the music that you had playing to bring me in. Everyone wants to rule the world.
Exactly.
What I had my Spotify play for me right before I left the house is "School's Out for Summer." So I feel a sense of accomplishment that we finally have the agreement that we are going to have a special session on Monday. It will be a one-day special session. We will pass the entire state budget with four caucus leader agreements and the governor's agreement. So we're hoping for a fairly smooth as legislative days can be. And we're ready to have that budget enacted.
I've already seen some Republican House representatives on X, talking about we'll see. Is everyone going to follow what the leadership has agreed to? Is everyone going to fall in line? What is your gut? At least, I presume that you don't even imagine to speak for what the Republican caucus might do. But there was quite a bit of opposition to a number of parts of this budget deal on your caucus. What's your sense on what the Democrats, what the DFLers will do?
Sure. It's a compromise budget, so that means it's everybody's second choice, and it's not what any party would have picked if they were drafting the budget themselves. So certainly, while there are things to dislike in all of the budget bills, there also are some things to really like in the budget bills. We're providing a healthy increase to our school districts in funding. And, in general, the state budget is in a healthy position, especially over the next 2 years, even though there are some tougher cuts in the 2 years beyond that. But the leaders all signed the agreement. And in the House, that means that Speaker Daymuth and I are committed to vote for these bills. And I think some of them will be pretty close to 67 Republicans and one Democrat, and some of them will be pretty close to 67 Democrats and one Republican. Most of them will be about 34 Republicans and about 34 Democrats. We just need 68 votes to pass a bill in the Minnesota House. And so for us, it's relatively easy because we don't need united caucuses for most of these bills. The tougher gig is over in the Senate, where there are 34 Democrats in the majority, which means every single Democrat in the majority has to vote for every single budget bill.
Is there a bonding bill, a package of construction projects where there's, you know, the state borrows money? This is always a big deal to communities around the state. Did you guys agree to bring forward a bonding bill?
Yes, I'm really delighted to say that we have four caucus leader agreement and governor's agreement on a $700 million bonding bill. And of that, at least $260 million will be on transportation and water infrastructure projects. Another big chunk of that will be facilities maintenance at the University of Minnesota and the Minnesota State institutions. So a lot of taking care of the things that we already own as a state.
Yeah, a lot of those buildings are just in rough shape, and you gotta, if you don't deal with it this year, the cost of dealing with it next year or 2 years later just goes up and up and up.
It's just like being a homeowner, right? After 10, 20, 30 years, you have to replace windows, you have to replace roofs, you have to replace heaters. For me, my water heater's blown, I think, about three times. And you just, it's part of owning an asset. You have to do that maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah. No question about it. Representative Melissa Hortman is with us. How, you know, this process of getting to this point, obviously, when you have such a close situation in both the House and the Senate, any one member really has the power to grind things to a halt. How would you characterize the process of this?
Well, I think lawmaking has just always been messy since the beginning of the Republic. I think the musical Hamilton, you know, there's quite a bit of intrigue about where is the Capitol going to be? How does it end up in Washington, D.C.? And turns out, you know, there's a dinner that happens. And so some of these things, a relatively small number of people, you know, battle it out and make the difference between whether your capital for the United States of America is in New York City or it's in Washington, D.C. And so similarly, we have a very close divide here. We have very big decisions. Small number of people have a big impact on ultimately the decisions. But I'm just really pleased that in the end, all four caucus leaders are on the special session agreement, because there's 101 Democrats, there's 100 Republicans, and that really the only way for us to be successful is to work together.
Are legislators going to have time to even read these bills by the time they come up on Monday?
They will. I mean, oddly enough, people really argue over every comma and or in these bills. And that's why the review process takes so long before they initially get posted online. I think all but three of the bills are posted online out of about 18 bills that we'll be doing in the special session. So they're posted out there. People can see them. And the members of the committees are going through those bills in public hearings right now. I think the transportation hearing is still going on, has been going on for at least a couple of hours. And so people will have a good long time to know what's in those bills before they have to vote on them.
What is your confidence level that this deal will hold and Monday will be, you know, perhaps messy, but will proceed with bills getting passed?
Well, in politics, like in life, your word is your bond. And when you give your word, people have to be able to count on you to keep your word. And since all four caucus leaders and the governor have put their word on this document, they put their signature on this document, I believe that the deal will hold up.
What's the transportation bill controversy? What's the biggest issue there?
Yeah, so in 2023, we enacted a metro area sales tax that will fund transportation. And of the new sales tax proceeds, the counties, metro counties, were entitled to receive 17% of it. Well, in light of the fact that we have a state budget shortfall 2 years from now, they will be receiving 8.5% of the new revenue instead of the 17% that they were counting on from before. You know, nobody likes budget cuts, but when you have a budget shortfall, you have to make budget cuts. And that was the one choice that was made in that transportation bill that disappoints some metro area counties.
Trying to figure out, I mean, obviously, to get to the finish line, there's going to be sort of people are going to be mad about X and other people are going to be mad about Y. I mean, that is part of how this goes, right?
Right. And the goal is to share the pain fairly across different budget areas. In the out years, there's a cut in education of $420 million. There's a cut in health and human services of more than $800 million. And there's a cut in transportation of about $133 million. So nobody wants to cut growth in government because we know there's a lot of needs out there. But state government is finite. And so we have to make these choices of where we cut off funding and say, like, we're counties, you're going to get 8.5%, but you're not going to get 17% of the new revenue. We're going to balance the budget this go around.
I know that the data center issue has been challenging. Here in Minnesota, we had a big data center that Amazon was going to build when news came out that some of the tax breaks for the data center industry were maybe going to be removed in this budget process. Amazon said, forget it. We're not going to build in Becker then. Where did you guys end up on data centers?
So in Minnesota in 2011, we enacted a tax break for data centers. And we said all of the hardware, software, and electricity for a data center would be tax-free. And this year, to help balance the budget, we peeled back the tax exemption on electricity. So the rest of us pay sales tax on our electricity. And under prior law or existing law until we passed the new bill, the data centers were not paying sales tax on electricity. So that's one change that was in the leadership agreement. But the other thing that the data center industry wanted was longer time period where they're tax-free. So the old law was you're tax-free for 20 years or until 2042, whichever is earlier. The new law is data centers will not pay sales taxes on hardware or software for 35 years or 2042, whichever is later. So it's a 15-year longer tax break, even though it is a narrower tax break. It's on hardware and software as opposed to hardware, software, and electricity.
How, you know, the issue of Minnesota insurance and health care for undocumented immigrants, for people who are here illegally. Republicans came on my show a long time ago during this, well, what feels like a long time ago, it's probably just a month or two ago, saying that this was a line in the sand. There is no way that they were going to pass a budget that had money for health care for undocumented immigrants. This has been a tough one. Where with some members of your caucus who don't want to cut that health care for adults, are they going to bite the bullet on this one? Are they going to sign this? Because that is in the compromise, right?
Right. What you're going to see is predominantly Republican votes to eliminate that health care for low income undocumented adults. You know, it's not consistent with my faith beliefs to treat people differently based on where they're from or what they look like. But that is the decision that, like, as you said, it was the line that the Republicans drew in the sand. I think that it's inhumane to provide health care to some people and not to other people. But that's the budget agreement that I signed and we agreed to. And so I will vote for that in the House to get it through. I know that Senator Murphy will vote for it in the Senate to get it through. And that the vast majority of the rest of the votes to remove that health care will be Republican votes.
So that's sort of how you do it. You agree to bite the bullet and vote for it. And then that's sort of people understand why you're doing that.
Yep. It's a compromise, right? It's really important that we fund the entire state government. We provide health care for lots of people in Minnesota. The categories of people we provide health care for are people with disabilities, elderly people, and people who are lower income. And so if we were to say, you know, we're not going to make any changes at all, we're not going to negotiate with the Republicans, we put all of that at risk. And so to protect health care for everyone, we were willing to make that compromise with Republicans.
DFL Representative, Melissa Hortman, sorry for interrupting. There, Representative Melissa Hortman with us. One more question, and that is on the role of the governor in this compromise negotiations, working with all of the leadership. Because of the unique scenario of this being such a divided, equally divided legislature, was the governor more involved, less involved, or about the same as he's been involved in other negotiations or other years that you've been at this?
Well, more involved. I would say in all the years that he and I have been working together where we've had divided government and there's Republicans and Democrats controlling state government, he has been at the table for all the negotiations. In 2023, when we had Democrats and we all agreed with each other, he didn't really need to be there every minute of every day. As we reached the budget compromise, Senator Carrie Dietzick and I were able to work with members of the governor's team and the governor himself. But this year, he was really sleeves rolled up there all the time, helping to close the deal.
All right. Yeah, I got that impression, too. Like, I've been critical of the fact that my impression is that the governor can sometimes be conflict averse when it comes to issues that Republicans and Democrats are having at the legislature. But this year, he seemed to be in the soup to me. He seemed to be in the mix.
Totally. And I think he's, you know, a guy from Nebraska. He's become a full Minnesotan. None of us really like conflict. We want everybody to get along. We want to agree on everything. But he was really good at providing that leadership role of bringing people together in the negotiations.
Really appreciate the time and the update on all this. And we'll be following it Monday, of course, Representative Melissa Hortman, who maybe gets to enjoy a donut now on this National Donut Day. What's the best donut in your district? Where's the Brooklyn Park?
Well, ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I'm a real basic donut connoisseur. I like the Dunkin' Donuts blueberry cake donut.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. Right. I had the Cub basic glazed donut today for a buck. It was delicious. It's, you know. It's
I think, you know, some of the ones with, like, basically a whole candy bar on top can go too far.
Thanks, Melissa. Appreciate it. Representative Melissa Hortman with us on CCO.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.